more parade goings on. And I think we'll be back. The floats are starting to come. I think I see Woody. I think I see Woody's pecker coming around the corner. But that could be me. So.
That's you coming
around
the corner.
What are we listening to, Tina Marie?
You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
All right, kids. We'll be right back.
Messages for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them say,
carry on, my wayward son.
Man, parade res. The parade agent will give the command sound off, which signals the...
All right, kids, welcome back. Oh, boy.
Wow, that...
No.
Here we are.
That major right. is something. Jeez.
Whoa.
What'd I do to her? Oh, my God. Oh, hey, we're back.
Oh, we're back. Oh, we're just kind of watching the streets. I gotcha. All right, I'm sorry about that.
It's the too much to see going by.
I'm just a little confused.
I know.
There.
We're trying to pay attention.
We are trying to pay
God, I hope
attention.
She's 18.
That- oh, there it is. Well, I didn't want to put the outside speaker on, but
oh, yeah.
We kind of have to, right?
Yeah, we have to.
So that everybody know what's... Wow, there's a lot going on, too. Anyways, welcome back, boys and girls. 3:10 in the afternoon. You are listening to the Giddy Up here on the springtime annual parade. I think this is... I don't know my math, but I think it's the pie year.
Yeah, the pie year?
Pie, yes. Yeah.
3.14157926. I don't know.
2.14.
1414.
Chris knows it.
Whatever it is, it's the...
I just made it up.
It's a piece of pie year, so it's the Jeffersons year. They want to get a piece of that pie.
Moving on up.
I think it's beans on the grill. I was in another verse.
And no, that
get a whole lot of climbing. Just get up. Oh, back to the parade. Sorry.
That's all right. I believe we have a wheezy float this year.
Anyways, reason there should be one.
I'm gonna try to check in with our man on the street, the mustache on the street. Frankie, are you here with us?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm in that...
I'm up
in now Medford Square now. I'm right across the street from the Modern Pastry.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we had to stop in to get our dessert.
Well, you know, Frankie's always around food, apparently.
I hope you have a to-go bag.
I hope you're watching
us.
The parade at least, buddy.
Yep, we're behind a couple floats over here where the Boston Red Sox float.
I hope they're not root beer floats.
Red Sox floats in front of us, and on my right is the Bruins float.
Oh, look at that.
Nice.
Very nice.
So we're going in and we're picking up some St. Joseph's Apollies and some cannolis and some patagenis.
Oh, nice.
Give me some scugili from there.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, try the Brian Scalabrine.
I love the Brian Scalabrine.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Scalabrine. Yes, cannoli.
I heard that was good.
It's to die for.
Yeah.
Or to get cut for.
Anyway. It just sits at the end of the dozen and doesn't do much.
So that's great, Frankie. Are you going to be on a move again one more time? Or?
Yep, we'll be on a move. We'll just leave it.
So you did lunch and then you did a little dessert lunch and then what are you thinking?
For an after dinner drink.
We'll aperitif.
We won't be driving. We'll be parking the car, so we don't want to drink and drive.
Did you see your limo driver's drinking?
No, we're going to be going to we're going to go down Bedford, Wellington Circle, the Toscano's Italian coffee shop.
You know what?
And we're going to have some after dinner drink.
I hate to say it, but that's not even near the parade route.
No.
Well, I think
Frankie has his own route. He's going to all the cannoli, coffee, spongeo shops. And
we're
going to
find him drunk in a Guido limo at midnight tonight in the North End.
Yeah, that's good.
Did you see the corn dog stand when you were out there anywhere?
Yeah, there was a Richie's slush.
Richie's, that's right. Richie's was there.
Give me a lemon.
They had both over there, yeah.
Yeah, give me a
watermelon.
Can
you get me that, the lemon and the watermelon, where they put it together in the same? I like that.
Yeah, and I got to get some cotton and some...
What do you like?
When you get a scoop of lemon and a scoop of a watermelon together.
Oh, yeah, because I like blue vanilla and watermelon together.
You see, it's awesome. You mix and match.
Yeah.
You know what I like?
They should have an iced tea one, so you can do the lemon and iced tea and make an Arnold Palmer slush. Who am I telling people that? I'm coming up with that.
I know, right.
Put a little vodka and you get a joint daily.
Yeah, there you go.
At the Funny Man Slush Company. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so Frankie.
Trademarked that.
Trademarked.
Trademarked.
Well,
you know what I want?
I got the patent on it.
A moonshine slush.
Okay. Yeah? Moonshine?
Can I get a moonshine? Sure. But you have to ask in the back door. All
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the back door slush.
It's a back door slush.
Yeah.
They put a shot of Zambuca in the slush.
You know, it's a wise guy slush. Shot of Zambuca.
Shot of Zambuca and a couple of coffee beans in the slush.
There you go. Something like that.
All right.
So, Frankie, thank you very much. So, he's going to be on the move anytime shortly. Oh, what happened?
Oh, technical difficulties. We lost.
Yeah, it's the outdoor feed that you know got shut off.
It's things, you know, you can't control.
No.
Because, you know, we came back in the studio, I must admit, because we wanted to do, but, oh, you're outside, Tina Marie has the windows open, which is beautiful. And, all right, we'll check in with Frankie again before we go. Tina Marie, you have any funny news?
Oh, yes, I have something very funny.
Or silly.
Or silly, or,
this is the Tufts Jamboree is going by.
Oh, it is. Oh, yes.
And we are awaiting, yes, sir, Christopher Jumbo the Elephant.
Jumbo the
Third. He should be coming by.
I am on pins and needles.
Within the next half hour, we will see not the original Jumbo, obviously. That would be impossible because he was with the Ringling Brothers and Bonham Bailey Circus. But we'll see his great-grandson, Chris?
Great-grandson, I guess. You know, they did the DNA test. They did the lineage, and it is his great-grandson.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
I think they did that on me by mistake, and they found out that I had the trunk of the original Jumbo.
Yeah.
Yes, so.
I'm going to not say anything for that.
Why don't you take it away here at 68 degrees. Tufts campus. That's okay.
I thought you were done. I'm sorry.
I'm never done.
I know you're not. So when you're 8 years old, you would like to go where for your birthday, Chris, when you're 8?
Oh, I would want to go to a ball game. I want to go to Fenway Park.
Or Chuck E. Cheese, play some arcade games.
Well, they didn't have Chuck E. Cheese back in 1942 when I was 8.
You're 8 now. So pretend you're 8 now.
They had Cheesy Cheese.
Well, yeah. If I was 8 now.
They had Ricky Rats.
Fenway Park. Fenway Park? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So this lucky...
Flaramos. We're going to see Tommy.
This lucky...
Tom Pauly B.
Some steak tips. Some steak tips at a Chianti.
This lucky little boy got to have a stripper at his birthday party.
What, are you kidding me?
His mother, of the two people that are responsible for him, is the one who hired the stripper for his birthday party.
Did she get a work discount?
I'm not really sure about that. But, so one of the kids at the party smacked the dancer's backside, and another one was making it rain with dollar bills.
What?
They're 8 years old, and they already knew what to do. Yeah. So, anyway, somebody videoed it and showed the police, and apparently, I guess that's considered child abuse.
Yeah, it's like endangering a child, you know.
I think that's called...
awesome.
That could be just us.
Well, anyways, the little 8-year-old boy's got to see some twerk in real life.
Oh! Here comes his band right down the parade route.
And here she comes right now.
Oh, well, yeah. Down College Ave.
I have to ask, where was this birthday party?
Oh, guess.
Florida?
Not like the rest of us.
It had to be in Florida.
Exactly in Florida.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I tell you right now, 8th grade birthday?
8-year-old?
Eight-year-old?
Was it his birthday party?
Yeah.
Well, all right. I am 47. How about for 48?
47?
No.
Wait. You already had 47 and 48. You mean for 50?
How about 50 will get you 8? Yeah, I'll be 50 next year.
I'll get you some strippers if that's what you're 50 asking.
But 50 is the new 8.
Oh, that's what it is.
That's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
So can I have strippers for my birthday?
Sure.
All right.
Cool. I'll even give you some dollars.
Banana.
Can make it rain up in there.
You can't make it rain change, usually.
No. Make it rain with bills.
They take that as an insult. Well, okay.
Yeah, we found out the hard way.
Yeah, we did.
I think a couple
can
of the...
Can you break this?
A couple of the 8-year-olds had their money wrote tips. Money wrote.
You know what I really like? Those
newspaper
nipple tassels.
Wrote. Nipple tassels?
The nipple tassels. You know, with the suction cups.
Yeah.
I love spinning those things around the room. All right.
I thought the Nipple Tassels was a band of 1960.
It was.
The Nipple Tassels.
It was.
I saw them on Sullivan the week before the Beatles were on.
All right, let's get some outside music. There they are. All right. Thanks for sticking that microphone out the window.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey, if any of our friends on Facebook, if you want to chime in and tell us what you're seeing at the parade, please do.
Yes, and take pictures. We'll post them on the Giddy Up page.
Definitely, we'll post them. Right. I'll post them later. Absolutely.
So what else you got for silly news there?
Oh, I also have something else going on in the world that people might be interested in.
Yeah.
This is taking place in Poland. with this beautiful Czech model, they are going to make what's called vagina beer from her bacteria.
Vagina beer.
And it does not taste like...
What's it called again?
Vagina beer.
How would it be listed in the phone book?
Beer vagina.
There you go.
Which is not cool with me.
Woo! Beer vagina? You don't get that?
I get it.
Oh. It's not...
And trust me, it's a trap.
It is. It's a definite trap.
You're trying to get
trap.
To it. Try it.
Oh, so it speaks for itself. They're going to use her bacteria to make vagina beer.
Are they?
They are. And I guess, I don't know who would want to drink that, but...
Well, I don't remember this part of the parade.
What part is this?
The vagina beer.
Oh, they're making vagina beer along the route.
Oh.
Isn't that special?
Where are they from? Poland.
Poland.
Oh, yes.
They came all the way from Poland.
Only in Poland or Florida. Well, you can make vagina beer.
Well, you know why they came to Tufts University?
Why?
Because they want to visit the science department. The folks from Poland, they lost the recipe on how to make ice.
Oh.
So they've come here to find that out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for all of those people who would like to know a new word of the day, so another word for vagina is yoni.
Yoni.
Yoni. In Polish.
The guy with the mustache with the new age... Oh, that's Yanni. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yanni. Well, his music was for Yonis, if you know what I mean.
Yoni.
I get ya.
Yeah.
So anyways, maybe coming to a liquor store near you soon.
Hey, that's very proper.
Yes.
Coming to a liquor store near you.
Thank you for that.
See, she said thank you to
you. I know. She liked that little joke. Right.
Yeah, so, get back in the window. People are starting to throw stuff at you.
They want me to take my shirt off.
All the fellas out there, they're teenagers, for Christ's sake. She's getting them all riled up.
Anyways, 3:21 in the afternoon. We'll be checking back in with the mustache, the unofficial mayor of Medford, Frankie Imbergamo. Who knows where he's going? The guy's always getting something to eat, so I don't even know.
I hope he brings us back Richie's slush.
Yeah, well.
I do.
Me too.
Yeah.
I want the margarita slush.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nothing like a... Yeah, but, if you're Italian, you think a margarita slush is sauce.
Right, it's like a pizza. Basil and mozzarella.
So just for you folks who've never been to Italy before, that is the official pizza of the unification when the country was unified. It's the color of the flag.
Well, there you go.
Red, white, and green. Yeah. Before that, it was all over the place.
All right. Anyways, 3:22 in the afternoon. Why don't we take a quick break?
I'm having a good time with all the excitement.
Oh, I am too, without a doubt.
I want to take a break.
And we haven't even seen...
I think I see Krusty the Clown coming up.
Oh,
wow.
I can't wait.
If you see Krusty the Clown... The Crown? The Clown. That means the... Oh, you know what I see? Oh, like I said earlier, the old Woody Woodpecker float.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh,
I think I see it.
Oh, yes!
There he is. Just finally passed us by. All we seen was his pecker coming around the corner.
Yep.
We see the whole wood.
The look in the eyes of a child when they see that glorious pecker breaking through the clouds.
Right. The wood of the pecker is... there's nothing like it.
Yes.
Okay. Anyways.
The Hogan's Heroes float.
The Hogan's Heroes float.
Hogan. Oh, man. Those guys are old.
Oh, God. What are you doing here?
Oh, God. What are you doing on the state of Massachusetts?
I know nothing.
They're throwing candy to everybody.
Yes, Schultzy.
Look at them. Having a good time.
They have little Schultzy chocolates.
Yep.
Unfortunately, the only one left is LeBeau.
LeBeau.
Other ones are imitators.
Not even Ivan Dixon's alive.
Oh, while we're here, I might as well do the weekend weather. Why not?
It's
67 degrees right now here in the lovely state of Medford, Boston. The sun is really trying to break out, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It really is. So hopefully we'll see some sun for the last end of the parade, which is great. Oh, thank you, guys.
Oh, they're clapping for the Hogan's Heroes float.
We might experience a little rain tonight and tomorrow. Scattered showers, but highs in the 70s. No, actually, I lied. I'm just trying to make the weekend weather better. But so this weekend, probably not your best weekend. It'll be warm, but if you have anything to do outside, don't plan it. That would be my take the kids to Bonkers or to Chuck E. Cheese or, I don't know, the man down by the river somewhere. Take and
you know what? I think on Netflix you can watch the entire series of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That's good for the children to watch.
It absolutely is, because I do have the whole series.
Yep.
So this will be
the day, man.
If you guys have missed any of your favorite
shows, they're clapping for you, Chris.
Tomorrow would be a good day to binge on your favorite shows or whatever you have missed. Are you getting a new roof?
Getting a new roof tomorrow.
Yeah.
And a new truck on Monday.
Yeah. Well, very congratulations to you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh yeah. Well, hey.
Woo! Everyone's clapping for me.
Oh, yes. My God, you're going to... Some of the stuff that's from your last car to this car that's in it...
Oh, my God.
It's like going into a spaceship.
I know.
Yeah.
The screen is... I have a screen. It's 8.5 inches.
Hey, 8 to brag.
Yeah, I know.
Mine's 9.5.
I can't wait to drive it for the first time. I'm going through continuum.
Yeah. You know what I like to do before I drive a new car? I like to go out and, celebrate it beforehand. Maybe drink a bottle of champagne.
Why not?
Well, do a couple shots.
Giddy up.
And when are you driving that? In your dreams?
Yeah. All right. So, Sunday, say it isn't snow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Snow.
We're expecting 1 to 3 inches.
Snow.
Sunday morning.
What?
Can I use my snowblower for the second time?
Not for 1 to 3 inches.
No?
No.
Shove out.
Unless you have one of those mini little... Fisher Price snowblower.
No, I don't.
No, all right. Well,
I have
then.
An 8-horsepower baby.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You have 2 teenage sons. You shouldn't be showing out cash for a snowblower.
I already bought it. I bought a new one.
That's what they should be doing.
It was the year of
good
buying
luck with
things.
That. Oh, how are we doing outside? Let's take a look. Oh, okay. Still going.
That's the Sum of All High marching band.
We're almost done. It is. That means we're coming up on, the 3:30 hour.
Mm-hmm.
3:30 hour. And that's when we're going to see Chris's favorite.
Yes.
Yes.
Jumbo the Elephant.
He pulls up the rear.
And with all the clowns sweeping up his poop.
Yep.
Right behind him. Which is great. We'll check in with Mr. Ian Bergamo on his last stop of the parade. And,
And you?
I kind of gave you the weekend weather, right?
Yeah.
So
it stinks.
So my pick of the weekend is...
Today.
today. Good point. It is today because what a great day.
The rain held out for our awesome parade.
It did hold out, and I'm feeling very triumphant, to coin a phrase and for lack of a term. But I'm very... happy about this parade today, and
melancholy?
I'm not melancholy.
Okay.
I'm very happy.
I was just checking.
Joyful. I'm very joyful. Anyways, we'll be right back with Frankie's check-in and Jumbo the Elephant. How can you beat that?
I'm in tears.
Chris is ready to run downstairs.
Look at him. He is. All right, take us out, Tina.
I might actually be out in the street with Frankie when Jumbo comes by.
You can't jump on him. I know you want to.
No pachyderm rides?
No.
Jip.
Plus $5.
No pachyderm rides. All right. What are we listening to, Tina Marie?
You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
All right, kids.
Be right back. Hello. see the sun is showing town for only 50 cents.
Before the show begins, my friends, stand in line, get your tickets, I hope you will attend. It'll only cost you 50 cents to see. You'll see that he is sad. He hurts so bad,
so bad, so bad.
See the girl who has lost the only love she ever had. There's got to be no sadder show to see.
All right, little sideshow, boys and girls, and that one goes out to our good friend Frankie Imbergamo, who is on the road. He's on the street.
Yeah, let's turn up his mic.
All right, let's check in with Frankie and see what is going on.
Before we check in with Frankie, I want to put a bet. Where do you think he is right now? I think he's at what? He was in Medford Square at Modern Pastry before.
Yeah, that was the last place.
I think he's. This is my guess. He's at the ER at Barnes Memorial.
Frankie, are you there, sir?
Yeah, can you hear me? I'm out here.
Oh, we can hear you, buddy.
Yep, I'm down on Riverside Avenue.
Riverside Avenue.
Oh, yeah, we're just passing the Panera Bread, and the Job Lot. We're right over there near the parking lot, and we're going to stop and get some few groceries because the driver needs some for the way home tonight. You know?
Well, of course he does.
He wants to pick up an Entenmann's cake, he said. I don't know, chocolate cake.
Entenmann's?
Yeah.
That they get a...
He's having company tonight.
Get some Stella Doro.
You just came... Where did you just come from? The best bakery around.
Oh, just came back from Modern, but he wanted to get an Entenmann's cake because he's having company tonight.
Yeah, it's cheaper. How much do you think this guy's making? Driving Frankie's butt around for free.
He spent all his money already today.
He spent it before you...
He got a corn dog and some slush.
Guidos don't pay much, you know? They pay minimum wage.
You know what? Let's go to the Giddy Up budget, and maybe we can get him something a little nicer.
Yeah.
Blake, can you free up some giddy up cash for him?
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Yes, without a doubt. Anyways, let's take a look outside, see what's going on. Oh, still going on.
Yep.
And we're about that time where we're going to see Jumbo, right?
Pretty soon,
Jumbo,
yeah.
Jumbo the Elephant.
Close.
And all the clowns that were
minutes.
Involved. And Frankie has seen quite a few, people that are from Medford, Maria Menounos, and What else did you see there?
Right now, we're behind the float. We're behind the animal rescue float.
Animal rescue road.
Yeah, they have a float out here today. Yeah, it's very nice. They had a nice job with all the animals on there. And really nice.
Cute. Float,
you know? Beautiful.
So we're going to be going by there.
All right. So anyways, I'd like to let everybody know, obviously, National Day is Sourdough Day. Sourdough. So if you like your sourdough, dig in. And it's 1 cent day.
Yeah, sourdough. Yeah, I stopped that when I stopped dating older women.
Oh, when was that?
Yesterday.
Yeah. About 5 years ago.
You know, I do have that problem with an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Current wife. Get it?
All right.
But bum.
Yes. Also, just to let you guys know, as I said before, I'll repeat it real quick. Today looks beautiful. The sun's coming out now.
I know. It's right at the end, so beautiful.
Just
out.
In time for Jumbo, I believe. And tomorrow, it's going to be scattered showers. Mid-50s. So if you got to do something, tomorrow would be the day to do it. But Sunday, stay in, you know. Get the bread and milk, kids.
Gotta get the bread
light
and milk.
Light a fire.
You have to.
I just have to interrupt. I'm going to run out for a while. I got to put some clown makeup on. I really want to ride that pachyderm.
Okay.
You got your javelin? You're just going to jump up on it?
Yeah, seriously.
And what would your clown name be?
Chris?
Yeah.
Eric?
Chris the clown? Really?
Yeah, why not?
What's your middle name?
Couldn't think of a better name. Like
Paul?
No.
Paul the clown?
Bozo? Christopher Paul the clown.
Bozo or Nozo?
Dude, you hung up in the clown from the 60s,
from
man.
From the 60s, man.
What about Clarabelle? Remember him?
Yeah, Clarabelle.
Oh, I forgot about Clarabelle.
He was a freaky looking thing.
Clarabelle, he's scary.
What was he on? Howdy Doody?
No, he was on crack.
same thing. Oh, he was on.
He was on wood. That Howdy Doody was a real boy. Hey, Howdy, give us some money.
And thank you to the Shriners for their clown car coming
absolutely,
by.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, that's
nice. They do great work.
Yep. They had 80 clowns in there.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
Little people clowns. I wanted to be politically correct.
Okay.
Hey, Tina, do me a favor. Can you pass me that? Yeah, right there, the bag with the makeup on it. I want to. Can you get that for me?
Yeah, so, I can do a few.
I just having a hard time with the circles on my cheeks.
I'll get it just right for
thanks,
you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
No problem, man.
Yeah, there'll be pictures of me up in my clown makeup shortly.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyways, 3:40
red wig.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
I'm just getting worried. Hold on.
No.
Oh, I think it's him.
Oh, come on. I'm going to miss him.
You're not going to miss him. Trust me.
Good claw makeup's not finished.
Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen. Down the parade route. Right down College Ave.
Woo!
You can catch him at the alumni field.
Insane.
He's getting his applause.
Look at that.
Everybody loves him.
Chris, why don't you introduce him?
So, as you know, elephants can live up to 70 years. On average, they live to be 56. So this would be the great-great-grandson of Jumbo. So there was a beautiful picture up earlier today where Jumbo III posed next to the skeleton of his grandfather at the athletic center.
Whoa.
That's, yeah, it was wonderful. Serendipitous.
That just gave me the chills.
Yeah, when was the last time you got
Hey!
Hey, watch out. Whoa.
This is not good.
No, what is Jumbo doing?
Oh, my God.
Jumbo III.
Pulling out the firecrackers.
Oh, watch out. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Chuckles.
I think he's got Chuckles the Clown.
No, Chuckles.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what are you?
And he was dressed as Mr. Peanut.
What happened to you? Oh, what happened to Jumbo III?
Oh,
actually, what happened to Chuckles?
I don't know.
His trainers have tranquilizer guns in position.
Oh, that's
this is horrible.
Sad way. Sad way to end this parade.
Frankie, you are so glad you're not here right now.
I can hear you from the limo. I can hear you.
Frankie, what's the word on the street? This is awful.
Chuckles.
All the children.
Chris has fallen apart.
Poor Chuckles the clown is now Stumples. He got trampled by Jumbo. Oh, my God. Wow, what a horrific way to end this beautiful day. Oh, Chris, I think it was your clown. Thank God you weren't on top
I know,
of that pachyderm.
I know, thank God.
I would have been crushed.
Yeah, you would have been.
You would have been right next to... You would have died with Chuckles. Who likes that gooey candy anyway? Anyways, all right. People are clapping for trampoline chuckles. So that's... Anyways, Frankie, we'll see you back in the studio. Yes, sir?
Okay.
All right, see you back in a minute.
Okay, Frankie, see you soon.
All right.
Wow, with this turn of events, I don't even know what to say. I'm going to play one more song, and we're going to come back, say our goodbyes, and say our thank yous to everybody that tuned in today, okay?
I'll say goodbye to the Chuckles.
I know. We'll say goodbye to Chuckles. We'll give him a proper goodbye.
I don't know if he had a wife or not.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't seem to swing that way. I think he was married.
Yeah, I think B. Arthur was his wife from Maud. Yeah.
I think he had a three-way with Maud and Betty White.
Oh, hey. Well, then he went out a happy chuckle. He went out with a chuckle.
I remember the first time I saw Chuckles in 76 at the parade.
All right. We'll be right back, and we'll say our goodbyes. Thank you guys for tuning in. What a great day and a sad ending to a beautiful, beautiful time. All right, Chris is heartbroken.
He is.
Take us out, T.
You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
Well, Mama told me when I was young, said sit beside me, my only son, and listen closely to what I say. And if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day. Oh, take your time, don't live too fast. Troubles will come, and they will pass. You'll find a woman, oh yeah, and you'll find love. And don't forget that there is a someone. Follow your heart. Hey.
anyone else. And you can do this, oh baby, if you try. All that I want for you, my son, is to be
Hey, Frankie, we're back on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, welcome, boys and girls.
Back in the studio is Frankie.
That's right. He's finally back from his journey on the parade route. And let's open the window. There we go. There's still a little parade left going
on. There
is,
yeah.
And 3:49 in the afternoon, you are listening to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful Tufts University state of Medford, Mass. And we are here with the unofficial mayor of Medford. I like to affectionately call him the mustache of Medford. Mm-hmm. Because he beat out both Tom Selleck and Mario. From he's nothing but the best. Thank you, Frankie, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you.
A lot of fun. Thank you very much.
What a great job you did.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
I can't believe Jumbo the Third went out the same way as his great-grandfather.
That was very sad. Very sad. But
are you going to need counseling?
He may need counseling.
Frankie, you were out there. What happened?
Well, the driver went to a stop sign, and the cops pulled him over, but I straightened it out.
He's talking about Guido Limousine.
Oh, Guido's Limousine, I'm talking
about. So you guys need a good ride. Check out Guido's Limousine.
Never use Guido's Limousine. I believe they're responsible for this.
So, well, something freaked out.
They are drunk.
Jumbo the Third.
Next year, somebody else.
It may have been a mouse. There might be a mouse. Yes.
Running through.
Responsible for this whole...
They're digging up that field
horrific,
over there.
Yeah.
You never
tragedy.
Know.
A lot of construction going on.
It's like the old Tom and Jerry thing.
Yeah.
Throw a mouse
except with an elephant.
How are the clowns doing? How are the clowns doing out there? You keeping an eye on the clowns?
Oh, I think Krusty's coming soon, right?
Well, Krusty already went by.
Oh, I missed him?
Yeah.
What, was I in the bathroom?
He slid by.
Aww.
The only one was Chuckles and... Chuckles is no more.
I think after Chuckles' untimely demise, the rest of the clowns headed for the hills.
Okay,
or Margaritas.
Yeah.
Conveniently located on Route 16 and 28. Yeah. Margaritas, get hammered. Yeah. Margaritas, because your wife's fat and ugly.
All right.
Margaritas, because your wife's cheating on you right now as we speak.
Well, not your wife. Your wife's an angel.
Anyways, kids, thank you for joining us today. We were going to say our goodbyes, but I have one more question for my crack squad here at the Giddy Up, who have been awesome all day. And, man, Frankie's been doing a lot of running around. And being April 1st here on the springtime parade, just like to ask everybody, what was your favorite or... Or somebody that pulled on you.
Yeah, least favorite.
Least favorite. April 1st joke. I think we'll start with Frankie because he's been working harder than any of us.
Yeah, he's sweating, man.
Yeah. Well, he's been running around.
This is a true story. Last April 1st, I was at the Mohegan Sun, and I was sitting at the bar, and I was playing the poker machine. And I got a royal flush. I thought I had a royal flush. Then the guy says, no, you think it's only a straight... It was April Fool's joke, because I could have won $25,000, and I ended up winning not much, $10.
There's a big difference between a straight and a flush.
Well, what happened
was
I think that's really
straight flush. You have to have
I know
all
it,
one
I
suit,
know,
right?
I know. And they all have to be ace, suits, king, queen, yeah, jack,
right.
10.
And I didn't. I had one of these suits were a different color.
Oh. So he messed with you, man.
Yeah, he messed with
me.
Good
thing it wasn't me. Only a horse of a different color, yeah. But a suit of a different color.
It was a zoot suit, all those stripes.
Yeah, it was.
And then they were laughing at me. April Fools.
That wasn't a good
then
one.
Then you grabbed a knife and stabbed everybody. Who's laughing now, jerks?
Exactly.
Thank you.
Tina Marie, would you like to impart?
So one of the funny jokes I pulled on The Office was I unplugged the copy machine and I put a sign that says voice activated. And let me tell you, people don't even think twice about that. They were talking to the copy machine. I would like 10 copies. And it wasn't doing anything. So they were like checking the paper, checking the toner.
That's cool.
I was the only one that did it. I was the one cracking up laughing by myself.
That's funny.
That's pretty funny,
look
huh?
Look at you.
That's great. Good job.
You're such a card.
I am.
Oh, Frankie's non-card. Yeah. Christopher?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, maybe about 8 years ago, a company I was working with, there were some rumors that some big company was going to buy us. So on April Fool's Day, I exacerbated it, and I had a partner in crime, and we kind of started speaking loudly in the break room that we were being bought by Google, and it was going to be $100 a share when our strike price that we got was like $15, and everyone was like, oh, you got to be kidding, and it went around like wildfire across the office. Nobody knew what day it was. I guess greed blinds your eyes to the date on the calendar.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got to ask our host, Pauly.
Yes, sir.
What is your favorite April Fool's Day
My
prank?
Favorite one to date would be today. I want to thank everybody for participating in this roux, if you will. Happy April Fool's. There is no Easter time parade. There never was. And
no,
Chuckles is
springtime.
Still alive.
Chuckles is still alive, and so is Jumbo. And thank you guys for listening in. There was no parade today. But
you can go home. Go yes. home.
Take
go back
your chairs
to your family.
And go
take,
home.
Take your lounge chairs.
Does
take
that
your
mean
coolers.
I can't go home with Guido's limo?
Take it, there actually is no Guido's limo. Okay.
No stop signs were run. No pachyderms were harmed.
You did a great job, Pauly. Good job.
There was no corn dogs.
Thank you guys for entertaining me in this ruse, if you will. Anyways, thanks, kids.
The chicanery.
3:55 in the afternoon. Thank you so much for listening to The Giddy Up every week on this April Fool's Day. And the guys that are coming in next, trust me, don't trust them, because they may have something in mind as well. Anyways, I want to thank everybody, as I always do. Have a great weekend, even though it's going to be snowy on Sunday and rainy tomorrow. But right now, it's beautiful.
It is.
It's the April Fool's sun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but it's real.
It is.
All right. Anybody want to say any shout-outs or goodbyes before I go?
As I like to say, go as fast as you can, as far as you can, and as long as you can.
Very profound, Christopher. Thank you.
I would like to give a shout-out to our babies, Ryan, Nick, Kaylee, Christina, Miss Emily, and Zoe the cat.
Not only profound, but very true.
I'll give a shout-out to my crew at the Pizza Makers. We just did an episode, and Chris Palermo and crew. Thank you.
Well, as usual, Frankie always has everything that directs to food, towards food.
food.
But good food, I may add. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to say we are going to take a 166-hour break because we deserve it after this show.
Yes.
That's for sure. And as I always say, stay Boston strong, boys and girls. Always be a rock. Never roll. And thank you. We love you. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. And have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Giddy up.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. cats and still friends in your mind. Hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
In a galaxy far away, Naboo was under an attack.